We're talking about the group Vote Safe Wisconsin here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This bipartisan coalition was formed to advance this message. Every American has the right to vote safely and securely. The group formed over the summer. It's led by Attorney General Josh Call and former Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen. Are you concerned about how you'll vote safely and in person? Have you already voted absentee out of concern with the surge in COVID throughout our state? We're at 800-642-1234. The co-chair of Vote Safe Wisconsin, J.B. Van Hollen, was state attorney general from 2007 to 2015. Former Attorney General Van Hollen, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks, Kate. It's great to be back on.
Why do you think that this coalition is necessary?
Well, I don't know that it's necessary. I feel like we have an intelligent electorate, but we have so many people out there due to COVID who I know personally have concerns about the safety of voting in person. And there are an awful lot of people who are voting absentee who have never done so before. So the belief is that if we can help guide people and explain how safe the polling places are, as well as guiding people to submit their absentee ballots early, that it can't do anything but help.
How safe are the polling places? What have you seen in terms of preparing for November 3rd?
We think preparation is really, really high. Our municipal clerks have done a phenomenal job of reacting to the COVID crisis. Of course, we had some concerns on the first election in April, but since then, they've had plenty of time to staff up, to make sure that an adequate number of polling places are open, to make sure that there are safety measures such as disinfecting between every voter, letting voters take the pens with them, keeping plexiglass or glass between themselves and voters when they're showing ID. I'm very confident that unless you have a very significant health issue, that there really isn't any safety issue in going to your polling place.
And on the flip side of that, absentee voting has just skyrocketed. It's ballooned in Wisconsin, elsewhere around the country as well, to note. But a lot of people are concerned that there's a lot riding here, that everything's going to work well with the post office, and there are no glitches in the process of getting their ballot to the clerk on time. What can you tell us there?
Well, that's why General Call and I have been doing media appearances. We've been doing print, radio, television, encouraging people to request their absentee ballot very early and to submit it right away. If there's going to be a glitch with the post office, hopefully that glitch can be overcome in time. People have a chance to find ballots that may have been misplaced. The post office has a time to get things pushed through. I think if people wait too long, like 5 days before the election, to submit their ballot, they're going to have reason to be concerned about whether it's going to arrive to their polling place on time.
Well, if you plan to vote absentee, you have to request a ballot by 5 o'clock on October 29th. But we've been hearing that, you know, you really need to do that earlier. What do you see out there?
Just from what I've seen personally and from my business and getting mail, sometimes it can take up to a week to receive your mail. So if you're going to wait till 5 days from election to request a ballot, expect to get it and then get it returned and have it counted, I think you are taking a risk. So for that reason, we're telling people if you're going to vote absentee, you better do it soon. You're running out of time to make sure that you can guarantee or almost guarantee your ballot's going to be received on time. And that if you haven't done it yet, don't fear voting in person. We are very confident in trying to get the message out that voting in person is extremely safe.
We've also learned this election cycle about intelligent mail barcodes, which will be used for ballots sent out in the November election, and the clerks will be able to track ballots at every step of the way, and we can actually see that at myvote.wi.gov. What should we know about these intelligent mail barcodes?
Well, the nice thing about those is if people have submitted an absentee ballot, they can track that ballot and determine whether it's been received, and if so, when. It gives the people, I think, a measure of security when they vote absentee in making sure that they know that their vote is being counted because it's actually been received.
We're talking with J.B. Van Hollen, co-chair of the Vote Safe Wisconsin Coalition, which aims to encourage safe voting. Van Hollen is former state attorney general. He's working on this initiative with Attorney General Josh Call. You can join in. What questions do you have about your ballot and about how, you know, safe you feel in going to the polls on November 3rd? We're at 800-642-1234. You know, we've also been concerned about a shortage of poll workers, and we've been learning through the Wisconsin Elections Commission that there's going to be, you know, lots of backup poll workers and ways to ensure that the polls can be adequately staffed. But are you concerned about having enough poll workers throughout the state?
We were concerned about having enough poll workers early on. I think poll workers were concerned about COVID too and coming in contact with so many people. But I wouldn't hesitate to be a poll worker now because the same safety measures that have been put in place for voters are there protecting poll workers as well, between the plexiglass, the sanitization, the distancing, the masks. And I think because of that, and in part because of the importance of this election, people have really stepped up, and we have some places say they're way overstaffed with poll workers, but that's a good thing. People can get more breaks. And when it comes to counting absentee ballots, of course, you can't count those until Election Day. And the more workers there are to start counting absentee ballots, of course, the quicker we're going to get results.
Some Republicans, including President Trump, have come out adamantly against mail-in voting, saying it encourages voter fraud. What is your response to that?
Well, the problem with the term mail-in voting is that it's so generic, because you look at President Trump also says that absentee voting is okay. So it really depends upon what the definition is. In Wisconsin, we have a form of mail-in voting, but it is a form that has been used for many years, and it has been used very successfully for many years. It still requires a witness signature, the address of the witness, the address of the person who voted. You still have to have an ID to be able to request an absentee ballot. In Wisconsin, I believe that our absentee voting system is secure as it can be. There are types of mail-in voting, of course, that some can argue are risky as far as getting fraud into the system. But in Wisconsin, if you're going to have mail-in voting in of any form, I think we have as secure a form as you could possibly have.
In terms of the technology, the tabulators, the all of the tech involved in processing these ballots, is Wisconsin up to date on that and the security of these tabulators?
You know, I'm not an expert in that area. I think we're in pretty good shape. We haven't had great concern with those in the past. From things I've seen, there is a risk with tabulators, and there's going to be a risk even with the newest forms. You can't take complete risk out of the electoral system and still make it as accessible as we do in Wisconsin. But I think in Wisconsin, we've done a good job of balancing, making sure that people get results as promptly as possible, as well as making sure that people have the ability to vote, as well as making sure we keep fraud out of the system.
Let's take a call now. John is joining us from Madison. Hi, John.
Hi. My question was whether or not there's a system for checking whether or not your vote was counted, seeing as a lot of people have questions about the safety of elections and whatnot. I was wondering if that had ever been in discussion or if just the logistics of having the voter know that their vote was received and counted was too much to handle.
Great question.
Yeah, the same safety measures that have always been in place are in place now. In addition to that, we have the safety measure that was mentioned earlier by Kate of the barcodes on the absentee ballots to make sure they're received. I think we have to assume that if you vote in person, that your vote's being counted. And we have to assume that if your absentee ballot has been received, that that's going to be counted as well. Of course, you know, the risk is in poll workers, but there are so many, and there are poll observers and poll watchers that I'm very confident that that takes place.
Where do the poll watchers, the poll observers come from?
They come from all walks of life. Usually, especially in the more major areas, poll watchers and poll observers are usually sent there by both political parties. When I was attorney general, we sent out assistant attorneys general to be poll watchers to make sure everything functioned properly and to answer legal questions if anything arose. There are also occasionally plainclothes law enforcement who are out there. So, between poll workers and poll watchers, you got both parties covered, and you have people who are there under the guise of working for the municipality, but other people who are clearly there representing one political party or the other.
Matt called from Green Bay, couldn't stay with us. Matt says for the primary, Matt requested an absentee ballot and handed it in person at the polls. For the upcoming election, Matt automatically received an absentee ballot in the mail, wants to vote in person, and is asking, does he need to bring that in, that ballot in, to nullify now that this mail ballot is out there?
Yeah, he doesn't. The nice thing about absentee ballots is you can request them and you can change your mind. So people who have requested absentee ballots who have decided that they don't want to vote absentee can just dispose of that ballot and go in and vote in person on election day. They don't need to do anything more.
We're talking with former Wisconsin Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen. He is co-chair of the group Vote Safe Wisconsin alongside Attorney General Josh Call. Do you know what the options are for voting if you don't want to go to the polls? Do you care for an elderly parent or grandparent and worry about them not being healthy enough to go to the polls on election day? Are you concerned about how long it might take the Postal Service to deliver your absentee ballot to the clerk's office? Join in with your concerns about voting safely and securely, taking your calls at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Back in a minute with former Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen right here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Let's get back to our conversation with former Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen. He's co-chairing a group called Vote Safe Wisconsin that's spreading a message that Wisconsinites can have faith in the system, cast their ballot safely amid the pandemic. You know, election officials across Wisconsin reported 19 incidents of possible voter fraud between the 2018 general election and this year's fall partisan primary. So looking at data between February of 2019 and August of 2020, what do you think about voter fraud and irregularities?
Well, one of the things we do in VoteSafe is to try not to make policy statements because it's a bipartisan coalition, and we want to try to keep it that way. So we're focused on encouraging people to vote, talking about how safe and secure our system is, as opposed to whether voter fraud exists or not, for that matter. Obviously, we think collectively that we have as little voter fraud in Wisconsin under our system as we can probably have while still securing people's rights to vote if they want to. Even if you argue that there is voter fraud out there, the reality is you're not going to, in my opinion, be able to completely eliminate it. And still be able to allow people to vote who want to. I think we've struck a phenomenal balance in the state of Wisconsin. If you're afraid of fraud, there's probably not a whole lot more we can do here in the state other than vote ourselves. Vote in person if you're very fearful of fraud, because that's the greatest guarantee of having your vote counted. And volunteer to be a poll worker. That's obviously another way that you can help monitor the system yourself.
So take part in the process, actively participate. Let's bring in Kevin now in Janesville. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, good morning. I'd like to vote absentee again here in November. I did in the primary spring elections in April and downloaded my photo ID. Is it still on file or do I have to submit a new photo ID?
Kevin, thanks.
Yeah, the photo ID is for registration. You should be fine with the photo ID that's been submitted in the past. You request an absentee ballot. You can go even to your municipal clerk's office and pick up an absentee ballot. So there are a number of ways you can do it. And as we're getting close in time, if you haven't received it yet or requested it yet, you may want to consider going to your municipal clerk's office and dropping off the absentee ballot as well.
Kevin, thanks. Let's go to Hadi in Madison. Hi, Hadi.
Hi, I have just a couple of questions. The first one is, how did we get here that people in, around the world are laughing at our long lines? I came to this country 25 years ago, and today I can't believe you can't get up and go vote and be trust the system. That's one. The second one is, it's my feeling anyway that Republicans always want to limit. They always are bringing something to limit votes, and Democrats always want to expand. How can't we get this right?
Hadi, thank you for that. And, you know, Hadi brings up voter suppression. I know your coalition is bipartisan and wants to stay out of politics, but can you address what Hadi is saying?
Yeah, I think to some degree, I mean, addressing the second question first, I think that's what's so wonderful about this coalition. He argues that, you know, Republicans want a lower voter turnout and Democrats want a higher voter turnout. Well, we've got Republicans and Democrats, not just myself and General Call, but many more elected and former elected officials in both parties, organizations, clerks, people along those lines who are basically saying, hey, we want everybody to vote who is entitled to do so. But we want to make sure that people who aren't entitled to do so don't vote, or people don't vote more than once or vote for fictitious individuals. And we think Wisconsin has a system in place that strikes that great balance. That's why we're out there in a bipartisan nature saying vote and use one of our methods. We believe it's very secure. We believe it's very safe. And we believe that everybody who wants to can and should get out there and vote. With regard to, I think he was addressing long lines.
The ability to vote.
We are going to have longer lines now than we've had in the past. There's no doubt about it. I know in the April election, because of lack of volunteers, fear of COVID, lack of preparation, places like the city of Milwaukee had fewer polling places. I think we've addressed that to the best degree we can under a pandemic. We have the polling places we need that are open, so we have the correct numbers. We have a good number of poll workers, but there are still going to be lines because we want to keep separation. We want to make sure that we protect voters as well. We want people to vote, and the only way, I think, to really get people to vote safely is to make sure that we implement ways to protect them. And because of that, there are going to be a little bit longer lines. I believe it's such an important right that people, I think, can endure those lines, as we've seen them do in other countries, to make sure that they get the chance to vote. And if we don't want to wait in the lines, request an absentee ballot, drop it off at your municipal clerk's office, there will be no line whatsoever. Or you can actually go into the clerk's office, request the ballot right there, and vote and drop it off if you want to go early and do your job without waiting on Election Day.
We're talking with J.B. Van Hollen, co-chair of the Vote Safe Wisconsin Coalition, which is spreading the message that voting is safe and secure. Van Hollen is a former state attorney general, and he's serving in this group alongside his co-chair, Attorney General Josh Call, taking your questions at 800-642-1234. Let's bring in George in Monroe. Hi, George.
Hi. My question is whether there are rules being developed for where poll watchers can stand while absentee ballots are being processed. I know in my experience they're kept well behind the lines. They're not supposed to harass or be in anybody's way. And with all the talk about aggressive poll watchers, how are we going to deal with that?
George, thanks.
Well, the clerks are very well educated as to what poll workers can do and what poll watchers can do. They further have guidance as to how to handle distancing and things along those lines because of COVID. I don't think any of those things are changing, and I don't think any of those things are going to change between now and Election Day, or I don't think they're going to change between one polling place and another polling place. Obviously, poll watchers are going to have to keep a certain distance because we don't want them to interfere with actual poll workers, especially since poll watchers, many of them, are there representing one party or the other. And we want to make sure, once again, with COVID, that people keep their distances. So I'm sure there is a degree of separation, and the poll workers are the ones who are the local municipal clerks are the ones who are responsible for that, and we have to trust in their judgment that they're executing it according to the appropriate regulations.
George, thanks for that call. You know, there have been a number of groups, including the Bucks basketball team, have joined the Vote Safe Wisconsin Coalition. What does having the Bucks as part of this how does that further your cause?
Well, once again, we're trying to get the message out to voters as to the different methodologies of voting, how to go about doing it, and that it is safe and secure. And different people reach different venues. Obviously, if politicians are out there talking, some people say, well, we believe that. And other people say, well, we're never going to believe a thing they say. I think there's a different demographic, at least in part, that would watch and listen to a star such as Antetokounmpo or who watches the Bucks, who are going to appreciate the fact that they're chiming in as well. So I think we're trying to reach all demographics. We're trying to reach all walks of life. And I think the more different groups we get on, the more different approaches we take to reaching out to people, the better progress we're going to make.
Well, let's land on resources here. Where should Wisconsin residents turn to get help in deciding the process, how to vote, learning where their resources are? What would you point them to?
The Wisconsin Elections Commission. You can just go online, you type in the Wisconsin Elections Commission. They've got a number of different tools on there. They show you how to request an absentee ballot. They'll talk about how the system works. Just about any question you want to get answered, I think, can be answered by the Wisconsin Election Commission.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, it was great to be on. I appreciate the opportunity. Once again, we encourage people to vote. Vote early if you're requesting an absentee. Do so very, very soon. We're running out of time. Otherwise, don't fear voting in person.
J.B. Van Hollen, co-chair of Vote Safe Wisconsin Coalition and former state attorney general serving that role from 2007 to 2015. Just ahead, we'll hear from a housing attorney about what options people have who are facing eviction. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.